Spring is the season when motorcycle riders roll their bikes out of the garage and riding clubs hit the road. On the West Coast, there's a group called the Buffalo Soldiers Motorcycle Club that identifies with a unique historical model. The original Buffalo Soldiers were all black cavalries deployed on horseback in the mid and late 1800s to patrol what would become America's national parks. From member station KALW in San Francisco, Lila Day has the story of these modern soldiers.
More than 50 bikers are gathered in the parking lot of Lily Mae's House of Chicken and Waffles in San Jose, California, to have their bikes blessed.
We pronounce that the Spirit of God is in the wheels of the bikes which we ride. Amen. We pronounce that the Spirit of God shall ride with you wherever you shall ride.
That's Reverend Jeff Moore. He's wearing a long gold robe and pressing anointing oil on the forehead of a biker nicknamed Squirt.
Squirt, we ask that he guides you and loves you.
This morning, bikers have come in from Sacramento, San Francisco, Oakland, and beyond to welcome a new season of riding together.
This is Buffalo Soldier, and it has the sabers crossing each other, 9th and 10th Cavalry.
That's Haman Jahi, the president of the San Jose chapter. He's showing off the patches on his leather motorcycle jacket.
I'm a member of the National Brotherhood of Skiers. I wear dreads. I'm definitely an advocate of Bob Marley. You kind of put your identity on the front.
But the most important symbol is on the back of his jacket, a Buffalo Soldier from the late 1800s. The name Buffalo Soldier was said to have been given to the black cavalry by Native Americans who thought the soldier's hair resembled the woolly texture of a buffalo. It's a name that carries a lot of pride.
We're representing a legacy of a group of men that fought and died for this country.
They're a group of bikers that pride themselves on not being your average motorcycle club.
The Buffalo Soldiers is a multiracial, multigender, and multi-bike.
That's Mark Nielsen.
My ride name is Wolfguard.
Wolfguard is over 6 feet tall, wears a leather sleeveless vest, and has thick arms full of tattoos. He says being a white member of a mostly black bike club is actually the place where he's felt most at home.
The brothers like to joke around. You can't be thin-skinned. It's always love. It's 24/7 love.
Among the riders is Cheryl Morgan. She's prepared for the day by baking cookies in the shape of buffaloes.
Everybody has this image of a hardcore female biker who's more male-oriented than female-oriented, and bikers don't bake cookies.
After handing out cookies, Morgan gathers the bikers to pray.
Can you guys hear me?
The bikers hold hands and bow their heads with Reverend Moore leading the prayer.
May God hold you and your bikes. May God keep you in his palm of his hand. For he says, once I have you in the palm of my hands, can nothing take you out of that.
Local chapters of the Buffalo Soldiers are gearing up for the riding season to do things like deliver scholarships on their bikes. Other chapters will be retracing roots of the original Buffalo Soldiers. And if their bikes aren't loud enough, they make sure their voices are.
Buffalo
Soldiers!
Buffalo
Soldiers!
Buffalo
Soldiers!
And it's what?
All good!
For NPR News, I'm Lila Day in San Francisco.